See here this Thursday. I got a doozy for this Thursday. I mean, it's not all polished up yet, but we'll get to it. Okay, so we want to learn the Ramban on Chanukah. Okay, so what I did was I put together a few Rambans, and the most fascinating one is in Parshas Baal Loscha. The Torah says in Parshas Baal Loscha, Daber al Aaron v'yomarte elov. This is a mitzvah that's given to Aaron. When we say Aaron, we mean to whom, really? Aaron is one individual, but he represents the Kohanim, correct? And the mitzvah is Ba'aloschas haneros, that he should light the candles in the Heichal, in the Mikdash. And that's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon Aaron. El mul pnei ha-menorah ya'iru shivas haneros. Now, one further word of introduction. The previous parasha before Baal Loscha, as you all know, is Naso, and the entire last major chunk of this parasha is dedicated to the Chanukah Sanesiyim, when they finished and they dedicated the Mishkan. Every day a different Nasi of a different Shevet would bring the Karbanos. It's a parasha that has to be understood, by the way, because that's not for now, but it's very boring, that parasha. I mean, it's great for Baal Kori, but because it pretty much repeats itself, you know, like 12 times over. But in Torah Shebaal Peh, it's very profound. Each carbon is different, even though it's the same, it's different. So, but that you have to know a lot of the Midrashim and the deeper meaning. So now, at the beginning of Parshas Baal Loscha, the Ramban quotes Rashi, as he very often does. And of course disagrees with Rashi, as he very often does. So the Ramban says the following. Now I'm reading it from Rabbi Chevelle, so let me know if there are any discrepancies. Lama nismecha parshas menorah lechanukas hanesiyim. Rashi wants to know what's the juxtaposition between the Chanukah Sanesiyim in the previous parasha and immediately the menorah. Says Rashi, Lefishek Shera Aaron Chanukah Sanesiyim, when Aaron observed this whole long pageantry, this whole ceremonious with pomp and celebration of the Chanukah Samishkan through the Nesiyim, Chol Shadaito, he started getting a little depressed. Shlo Haya Imahim B'Chanukah, he did not participate in the whole celebration. Lo hu v'lo shivto. So Sheva Kahuna is completely bumped off from the mitzvah of Chanukas Hanesiyim. So Rashi learns that the purpose of the mitzvah of menorah, oddly enough, is to console Aaron and say, look, don't get down. You know, you got your own mitzvah. Oh, Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecha. Chayecha like is an exclamation, a lashon shvuah.
Rashi or Rambam?
This is all Rashi.
Okay.
Amalah Kodesh Baruch Hu Chayecha. God, right? Says to him, Chayecha, Shalcha Gdola Mishalahem. Your mitzvah is greater than theirs. Why? Shata Madlik Umeitivas Haneros Boker Vaerev. Because you will have the mitzvah of preparing and lighting the candles on a daily basis. Loshon Rashi Mi Medrash Hagod. Ramban always tells us at the end of the long quote that this is Rashi. That's just the style. Says the Ramban, V'lo nizbarli, I don't understand, Lama nechamo, why did he console him, Vadlokas haneros, V'lo nechamo, Biktores, Boker, Va'erev, this too is a daily mitzvah, incumbent upon Sheva Kahuna in the Migdash. And not only that, there's something very unique about the Ktores. Sheshimcha bo akosuv yosimu ketora ba'pecha. So the Torah itself, when it lauds and praises the Shevet Kahuna, it singles out at the end of the Torah in the Vizos HaBrach, it singles out the Haktoras Haktoras. Not only that, but uvechol karbonos. What about all the karbanos that can only be brought by the Kohanim? Uvimilchas chavitim, this already getting into the Kohen Gadol. I mean, if it's Aaron, you know, tell Aaron about, mention his specific mitzvah. Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The whole the whole Kedushas Hayom and the Avodas Hayom is performed, is achieved, is brought down to this world through the vehicle of the Kohen Gadol of Aaron. Enek Sheir Elabo. And not only that, on that day, in the context of that Avoda, Nichnas Bo Lifnai V'Lifnim. V'Kadosh Hashem Omed V'Heicholo L'Sharso U'Levarech B'Shmo V'Shivto Kulo M'Sharse Elokein. To make a long story short, the Ramban says that if God is coming to console Aaron, because Aaron doesn't partake in the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Chanukah HaNesiim, then there are a whole slew of mitzvahs that are unique to Aaron specifically and to his shevet that he could have taught him or he could have used for consolation, whether it be the Ketores, whether it be the Karbonos on a daily basis, the Minchas Chafit and the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Lifnai V'Lifnim. This is all uniquely the possession, the territory of Kohen. So now we're going to skip a little because I want to get to the major punchline over here. The Ramban says there are isiod bialdenu, bialamdenu, excuse me. This is the fourth paragraph. Yilamdenu is a very rare medrash. In parentheses, he says that it's also in the Tanchuma and also in the Medrash Rabbah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. God says to Moshe, Lech emor li Aaron al tisyore. Nothing for you to fear, Aaron. Ligdola mizos atamucha. You are designated for even a greater mitzvah than the Nesiim. The Nesiim brought Karbonos. HaKarbonos. And this will answer most of the questions that the Ramban had on Rashi, most of his objections. HaKorbonos calls Manche based on Migdash Kayam. Hein Nagim. The Korbonos depend upon the base of Migdash. If there's no Migdash after the Korban, then all the mitzvah of Korbonos is gone. Avol HaNeros. Please underline the next word. Li Olam El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru. This mitzvah of menorah is not limited in time. It is endless. Anybody have a question on this?
You're supposed to be happy?
No, I'm saying that the mitzvah that's given, that's taken up by the Nesiim, is limited in time.
I understand, but you
I'm going to give you, Aaron, a mitzvah that's not limited in time.
I know, but Aaron is going to be happy that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed.
No. Aaron is going to be happy that he has the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, which will continue even after the Churban.
But all of his mitzvahs are also going to be knocked off.
Okay, so but that doesn't make him any worse than the Nesiim. You know, he's in the same boat as the Nesiim. Hashem wants to point out that he has something that the Nesiim don't have. He exceeds, he's superior to the Nesiim. In what sense is he superior to the Nesiim? The Nesiim have a mitzvah which is limited in time. He has a mitzvah which will always continue to exist. But I'm asking you for a kasha. You know, I need a...
What does it mean? El mul pnei hamenorah. We're talking about the menorah.
El mul pnei hamenorah means that the light should shine out from the menorah. But again, the alamdenu, this medrash, is calling that mitzvah a mitzvah Lidoros. It's a mitzvah liolam. It's mitzvah for all time. Anybody have a cash on it?
I'm going to say that, but it's the end of the base of the base of mitzvah.
Yeah.
No, because it's no, because the Hanukkah is not here yet. Which menorah is he talking
about? Well, you're already on the answer, but I'm just, you know, we're talking about the menorah in mikdash. You know, you're already letting the cat out of the bag. Right now, all we know is the mitzvah of El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, Balos Chasaneros. That mitzvah is fulfilled where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Where in the Mikdash? In the Heichal. When? As long as there is a Mikdash, as long as there is a Heichal, as long as there is a Menorah. With Churban, just like the mitzvah of Karbanos is taken away, is gone, so too the mitzvah of Menorah is gone. So the Ramban says, skipping one line, he says, "V'hinei adavar yadua kishe'ein beis hamikdash kayim v'karbonos b'teilim ipnei churbono." And the mitzvah of bringing karbonos is completely null and void because of the destruction of the temple. Ahaneros b'teilos. So the Ramban is asking the obvious question. He's raising the objection that we should all be raising. How could the Olam Deinu claim that the reason why, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to console Aaron with this mitzvah is because this mitzvah is unique and it's superior to all the other mitzvahs of Kahuna? The other mitzvahs of Kahuna depend upon Migdash, and this doesn't. This mitzvah also depends upon Migdash. You can't light the menorah without a Migdash. There's no mitzvah to light a menorah in the middle of I don't know where. Aval, here's the answer to the Ramban. Here I bolded it. You have it bolded? Lo Ramzu, they, meaning the authors of the Medrash, did not allude Ella Leneros Chanukas Chashmonoi. This is why I think, Joe, you were taking us in this direction. That the remez here is to the mitzvah of Chanukah, Shehino Heges Afli Achar HaChurban Begoluseinu. Adka. What question do we have on this Ramban? What objection, what difficulty should we be raising arguing against the Ramban? Again, we're all big fans of the Ramban and we're in this to defend the Ramban, but we have to, in this case, raise our arms and say the Ramban, I don't know, he went off the deep end over here.
The Neiros Chanukah aren't specifically for the Kohen.
Correct. And not only that, say it even better. He's trying to explain the Smichus HaParshis. He's trying to justify why the mitzvah of menorah was given right after, on the heels of the mitzvah of Chanukah Sanasim. The mitzvah of menorah, my friends, is not the menorah that we light today on Chanukah. The mitzvah of menorah is the menorah in Migdash. So what's the Ramban saying, that God consoled him with the mitzvah of menorah as it applies outside the Beis HaMikdash? And Byron points out very well, it's not limited to Kohen, but even before you get to that point, it's a whole different mitzvah. In fact, the mitzvah of menorah is a Mikdash mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Zecher L'Nes. There was a great miracle that took place in the Mikdash, but in the menorah of the Mikdash, we commemorate that miracle by lighting the Chanukah menorah for 8 days. But that's not the mitzvah of El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru. What is this Ramban all about? And the answer is, I don't know if I've ever discussed it with you, it's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that at the time of the Churban HaBayis, Chachamim looked for opportunities to grab on to mitzvahs that were applicable when the Mikdash stood and institute them and obligate them even after the Churban. For example, the mitzvah according to Hillel of Korech on the Leil HaSeder, which is again trying to duplicate or replicate the Almatzos of Merorim Yochlu when they ate the Korban Pesach in a sandwich. Or, for example, the mitzvah of taking a lulav for 7 days, which only applied in the Mikdash. And can anyone tell me what that's called? How do you classify that whole list of mitzvahs that the Rabbanan instituted at the time of the Churban?
Zecher L'Mikdash.
Exactly, Zecher L'Mikdash. And the Gemara says, Minayin. The Gemara asks the question, Minayin, how do we know that the Chachamim are called upon at the time of the Churban to institute mitzvahs that are Zecher L'Mikdash? Because it says, Tzion Doresh Einlo. The Navi says, no one is being Doresh Tzion. Tzion means the Mikdash. Michlal, says the Gemara, Deboy Drisha, that we have to be Doresh Tzion. We have to remember the Mikdash. So the Chachamim looked for ways in which we could duplicate what went on in the Mikdash, and therefore when we fulfill those mitzvahs, remember the Mikdash. So certain aspects of our Jewish observance are really in their original form limited to the Beis HaMikdash. We are implementing them and observing them outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? To imagine as if we were in the Beis HaMikdash, to connect us to the Mikdash. If this be the case, my friends, the Ramban is a major breakthrough, a revolution of sorts. To the list of mitzvahs, which are Zecher L'Mikdash, the Ramban is adding another mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Chanukah. Chanukah is not just Zechel the Ness. It's not just to remember and thanks and give gratitude to Hashem for the miracle. It's also Zecher LeBeis HaMikdash. We are fulfilling the mitzvah as if we were in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ramban, and this is Chiddush number 2, that basically we are still fulfilling the original mitzvah as it existed in the Mikdash. Of course, it takes on different laws. The Bais doesn't exist, it's been destroyed. And therefore we're taking it out of the Mikdash. We took it out of the Mikdash, we placed it into every home and every Jewish household. We don't limit it to Kohen. But what we're doing is we're re-experiencing or replicating in some new form the old ancient mitzvah of Balos Chas HaNeros. Is Memela, says the Ramban, Balos Chas HaNeros is an eternal mitzvah. It's not limited. All the Karbanos are gone. Churban takes him away. The Avodas Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol Lifnei V'Lifnim is gone. But there's one aspect of the Avodas HaKarbanos, of the Avodas HaMikdash, which still reflects itself, which still persists, even after Churban. And that is the menorah itself. In a different form. It expresses itself in a different way, a different kind of candle in a different place. But it's Zecher LeMikdash. Now, does anybody here know which side I should light my Hanukkah candles on? I'll give you 4 choices. North, south, east, and west. You may think south because that's where Bathurst Lawrence is. You know, that's where the Heliga Holy Rollers are. And the answer is that we have to light our menorah on the Tzad Dorom, especially in the shul, in the Beit HaKnesset. Why? Because the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was lit b'tzad dorah. Therefore, the Beis HaKnesses, which is our fulfillment of Mikdash Ma'at, has to reflect the menorah of Mikdash of Heichal, which was b'tzad dorah. And here I want to tell you something amazing. If you take a look at your page, one of the Rishonim, Sephardic Rishonim, who lived sort of like at the time of the Ramban, maybe a little bit earlier, and it's on the bottom of your page 1, is Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, that's abbreviated Reish Zayin Hei, the Baal HaMa'or. You all know about the Baal HaMa'or. So he says at the very beginning of the second parak of Shabbos, L'man Diomar, there's one opinion, we in fact paskin like that opinion, Osur L'shtamish Li'ora Shol Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to use or benefit from the light of Ner Chanukah, Kol Tashmish B'mashma, says the Baal HaMa'or, any use whatsoever is prohibited. Afilu Tashmish the Mitzvah. For example, let's say you want to eat a Friday night Shabbos meal to the light of the Hanukkah candles. Not allowed to do it. It's Tashmish the Mitzvah, but it's awesome. Not only that, he says Afilu Tashmish the Kedusha. Let's say you had to count coins of Hegdish and it would be used to serve Hegdish. Even that's forbidden. Why? And I never paid attention to this Baal HaMa'or until I saw the Ramban. The Kosovar, this opinion maintains, Kevon Shein Zecher. Now here I would have written Zecher L'Nes, because that's how we understand Chanukah. Oh no. Zecher L'Neros U'L'Shemen Shel Heichal. Since these little candles, these humble candles that I'm lighting, are meant to remember, to remind me of the Neros and the Shemen in the Heichal. What does it mean in the Heichal? Which mitzvah is he referring to? Balos Chas HaNeros. Therefore, Asuros Hein Bahano Kol Iker. Afil Likor B'Sefer Afil L'Suda Shabbos L'Suda Mitzvah. Can anybody tell me what this Baal HaMa'or is saying? In a very short, abridged sentence, you know, like a Lamdan. You know, a Lamdan knows how to curtail, count his word. Don't all answer at once. I can't answer someone, you know, trade Koli Lomish Tamoy, you know. The Ner Chanukah has a din of Hegdish. A Chalushem Hegdish. If it was only a Cheftishol Mitzvah, and a Cheftishol Mitzvah you're allowed to use for another mitzvah, and certainly for Kedusha. Says that Baal HaMa'or, the Ner Chanukah is osur straight across, absolute. not even for another mitzvah, not even for hekdesh. Why? Because they generated a din, a status of hekdesh, as if they were the neir shel hechal. What would be in the Beis HaMikdash when the menorah was lit? If I come along and I want to read the Sefer Torah and I need light and I want to use the light of the menorah, I want to eat a Shabbos meal to the light of the menorah, forbidden. Why? Is halacha bizui mitzvah? But bizui mitzvah doesn't. I can't take my tzitzis and use them as a toothpick, you know, as dental floss. That's bizui mitzvah. Correct. But if I wanted to use this tzitzis somehow for another mitzvah, I would be allowed to do so. Why is it that Ner Chanukah can't be used according to the Baal HaMor for anything? The answer is because it has a status of Ner Shel HaMikdash. You see again that the old ancient mitzvah, the menorah and mikdash, still exists today. It has not died with Churban. It exists post-Churban. Through what vehicle? The vehicle, as Byron said very well, of Zechel HaMikdash. But that gives it certain dinim, certain status, certain laws that apply to it by virtue of the fact that the old ancient mitzvah of menorah Shebe Migdash still applies and reflects itself through the Ner Chanukah.
How do you understand doesn't Gemara say that the Ner of the Beis HaMikdash lit up all the alleyways of in Yerushalayim? I mean, that if it's going to be the same as that Ner, they didn't have, it wasn't usher for Bnei Yisrael to take use of the Ner of the
It depends. Again, you have to know a lot more about Me'ila and about Hanom and Ahegdish, but to prohibit Hanom and Ahegdish, it's got to be direct Hanom. You've got to be in close proximity to the Ner. You know, if there's a diffused light and you enjoy it in a different place, in a different location, that's something else. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're, so to speak, stealing from the Ner. You know, there has to be what we call in halachic terms a tziruf. That means a linkage back to the Ner. The Gemara says about the Ketores that, you know, women didn't have to add any smelling things to the food. The food smelled great. Why? Because of the smell of the Ketores. As far as Yericho, the Gemara says. That's not a violation of Me'ilah. That's already what you call indirect Hana. But what I'm talking about is reading a Sefer to the light of the menorah of Chanukah. Says the Baal HaMor, I can't do it. Just like I couldn't do it in the case of the menorah of Mikdash. But one thing is crystal clear beyond a shadow of doubt. I don't want you to even entertain any doubts about this. According to the Baal HaMor, Ner Chanukah has the status of Hekdesh. That's a mind-boggling conclusion. And I can only understand the Baal HaMor in the light of the Rambam.
So now given the Baal HaMor, what was the Havamina? What is the Havamina on Chanukah, without knowing that, of using, just because it's symbolizing the Nes, to use it for another mitzvah, which we're not allowed to do?
Because then it would be a Chefs Shal mitzvah and not a Chefs Shal Hegdesh. Now, according to that man, the Rebbe says it's a Chefs Shal mitzvah and not a Chefs Shal Hegdesh, you could say one of two things. Either you could say that it's Zechel HaMikdash, but they didn't go as far as to impose upon it a status of Hegdesh. Or you could say maybe he holds it's just Zechel HaNes and not Zechel HaMikdash. I don't know. But it happens to be, in this case, things work out for us because we paskin like that man, the Omar. And therefore, we're okay. Now, I want you to know that there's an organization in Israel called Moria. They publish, amongst many things, Moria publications, they publish old manuscripts. And there's something mind-boggling. They found an old manuscript of the Ravid. You're talking like 1,000 years ago. So the Ravid wants to know the following. I'll show it to you. The Ravid wants to know, we had this issue when we lived in the dormitories in Yeshiva. Can you take a candle and just plop it down on a table and light it for Ner Chanukah? You know, you burn a little of the wax on the bottom. In other words, the question is, do you need a Chanukiah, what we call, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So if you take a look at page 2 over here, on the top line, so the Ravid is quoted in the Sefer Zikaron as saying, "Eni yotze yidei mitzvos ner Chanukah b'neiros b'li menorah." Now ask yourself the question: why? If the Cheftza shal ner Chanukah is the shalheves, the ner holds on to the flame, What difference does it make if it's in a menorah or if it's not in a menorah? I think the answer lies in this Ramban Balamor, namely that what? Zeich L'Mikdash. Just like in Mikdash, you could not fulfill the mitzvah of El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. You give all the light in the world, but if it's not in the menorah, you're not Yotze. Is the same din and the same status was superimposed onto that humble Ner Chanukah because it's Zeich L'Mikdash. So you have to duplicate the mitzvah as it existed at the time of Aaron HaKohen.
So would you not say that...
I'm not paskening you.
Yeah. I'm just going to say that the menorahs which they have, which don't have any arms to it, perhaps those aren't even good.
What do they have instead of arms? What holds up the Ner?
The little stubbies on
the plate. Little stubbies. So then you have to know exactly, whether that's called a kana. You really have to learn Hilchos Menorah for that. Right. When we get to Parshas Tetzaveh, you'll ask me that question. But I'll be honest with you, this is on the side. I should probably shut off the when I was dating, I'll never forget, I went out with a girl from Borough Park, and it happened to be Hanukkah, and just as I was coming in to pick up the girl for the date, they were lighting Hanukkah candles, and they invited me in. I will not describe the Chanukiah to you. But I walked out of there thinking, these people are dumb. Why? Because they think that they're fulfilling the mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveil. So they invest who knows how many endless thousands of dollars on a beautiful Chanukiah. I'll never forget, it was on a pedestal. You had to walk up in order to get to it. It was mamish stunning. But that's not a Chefzishol mitzvah. The halach of Hidur mitzvah is on a Chefzishol mitzvah. Talis not, filinos. So the Chefzishol mitzvah is the Shalheves. For example, if you tell me a shalheves that comes from Shemin Zayas is more beautiful, then I can grant you. That's it. But the Chanukiah itself is garnished. In fact, I thought you could fulfill the mitzvah without a Chanukiah. Until I saw this rabbi. Then I realized, they're not dumb. I'm dumb. That the Chanukiah is not just... And you should know, you know this better than I do. You go to Yamin Moshe or the artist colony outside the old city. What's it called? Where the artists are. Where they have all the Judaica. What's it called? Yamin Moshe, I think it's called. Yamin Moshe. You go to Yamin Moshe, you will see every year, you will be knocked, they'll knock your socks off the newest menorah out there. It's mind-boggling. The creative mind of creating new menorahs. And again, I have to admit, that's Chatoiri Masker. I thought this was shtuyot. It's a bunch of amaratsim. They don't know beans about halacha. So it's a nice creative thing, and you make a good buck, and it's good for Israeli tourism or whatever. So you create a new menorah every time. They used to have, I don't know if they still have it, every other year, there used to be a Judaica fair in Binyanei Huma. My wife and I loved it. It was fantastic. I'll never forget, we once saw, they exhibited the newest Seder Kara. And it was two round things, concentric circles, for the different simonim. And the chachma of it was that there are different shitas in how to set up the kaira, because, and you shouldn't be over al mitzvah, you shouldn't pass over the mara to get to the man. They worked it out in such a way that it would work out according to all the different shitas. This I saw in Binyanei Omah, I remember. We used to see fantastic things. Sometimes they even had art there too, Judaic art. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we used to see Chanukiyot that were coming out of unbelievable. And I used to walk out of it and say, what a bunch of amaratzim. Who needs a menorah? And then I saw this rivet. I punched it, jumped. And then to take this rivet and integrate it into the Ramban, and again, it's all Chachmei Sfarad. The rivet was already in Provence. It's a little bit, but it's also Chachmei Sfarad. I had a great time with this. Now, take a look, for example, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis, this is on the top of your page 2. I know you have to go soon, so whenever you have to go. I may go a little overtime because I see I'm running behind. The Gemara wants to know Ibailahu, a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara vacillates back and forth how to define the mitzvah of Chanukah. Hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanach osa mitzvah? Right. So if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, then it's just the lighting. If you say hanach osa mitzvah, it's not the lighting, it's placing the Ner Chanukah in the Pesach Beis on Mibachutz, where it has to be placed. So the Nafkamina is, Tosus talks about this, I don't think it's on your page here, that If let's say the Chanukah menorah was lit by a cheresh, a katan, a shoteh, who's not obligated in the mitzvah, and then you, the gadol, place it. So if you say adlaka also the mitzvah, you didn't do the adlaka, it was done by a cheresh, shoteh, a katan. If on the other end the mitzvah is hanacha, you placed it in its window, you know, you placed it out there in front of the rishos, in front of your chatzer, then you yotze the mitzvah. So I was thinking, why would anyone in their right mind say hanacha also the mitzvah? You know, we know that adlaka also the mitzvah. So guess what I found? I found the Reb Chaim. He doesn't talk about Ner Chanukah, but he talks about Ner Sheva Mikdash. The Rambam has a very, very unique shita in Hilchos Yisurei, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Tes. The Rambam says, in Beis HaMikdash, if let's say the candles of the menorah were lit by a zar, a non-Kohen, then the Kohen just simply has to bring the menorah inside, place it down in the Heichal, and they fulfill the mitzvah. And the Ravid goes ballistic. Omer Avram, Hiflig, he went too far, Omer Mutal Lazar Lahadlika. The Rambam seems to say that that's okay. So Reb Chaim says that the Ravid holds that the mitzvah of Ner Sheva Mikdash is the Maisa Hadlaka. If it's the Maisa Hadlaka, it has to be done by whom? By a Kohen. That's called Balos Chasaneros. But the Rambam, says Reb Chaim, holds differently. He defines the mitzvah in Mikdash as placing the menorah dluka in its place. So that even if the Tzar lit it, again, the Tzar would have to be outside the Heichal, because he's not allowed to go into the Heichal, but he lit the candles outside the Heichal, and then the Kohen carries the menorah into the Heichal and places it down, is the Rambam says that's fine. Because what's the nature of the mitzvah? That the heichal be equipped with a ner dolok. That's called hanacha. Is memela, I begin to understand, thank you, why is it that ner chanukah, according to one opinion, is hanacha osa mitzvah? Where did it come from? It's wild. The answer is, if we go like the Ramban, the way we interpreted the Ravid, the way it was understood in the light of the Balamor, that as a din of Hegdash, that this whole mitzvah is to duplicate what went on in the Mikdash, Zechel and Mikdash, then I begin to appreciate the halacha of Hanochos and Mitzvah. That in Mikdash, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Baloscha was fulfilled with Hanocha, and so too, in this case in Er Chanukah, Kidugmaso, it could be fulfilled through Hanocha. But let me add just one last piece. Yeah, go ahead.
The bracha.
Asher Kitzonim Tosef Litzvanu Lahadlik. Oh, that's what I want to talk to you about, the bracha. Take a look at the bottom of page 1. You see the Raman Hilchas Brachos right above the Balamor that we did? You have that? So, you may or may not know, I mean, Byron knows this because we spent a lot of time in this together, that some brachos have a lamed and some brachos have an al. So, for example, for lulav, we make al netilas lulav. But for tzitzis and tefillin, we make a bracha with a lamed, lisate, olahniach. So the Rambam works overtime, really sweats it out, to try to define the categories, the rules that govern whether the bracha should be with a lamed or an al. And one of the various rules that the Rambam creates is what's called a reshus. Reshus means a voluntary mitzvah that you can get away with and not without fulfilling it. One is netilas yadayim. You don't have to eat in order to wash. Shchita, you don't have to eat meat and therefore shecht an animal. Hoil ubedivrei reshushem. Afilu shachat liatzmo. Normally, we shift from a lamed to an al because it's a shliach. Here, he's not necessarily shliach. He's shechting for himself. He's washing his own hands. Nevertheless, mevarech al hashchita, v'al kisei adam, v'al netilas yadayim. Why? Because the al reflects a reshus as opposed to a chova. When there's no chova, then we shift the bracha from a nusach of lamed to a nusach of what? Of al. Says the Ravid, kashali. I don't understand. Al Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is not a reshus, it's a chova. V'yim yomar, and if you'll give me the answer, kol mitzvah shehimi divreya. Any mitzvah that's derabbana. So relative to a mitzvah d'oraisa, you could call it a reshus, even though technically it's a chova, but in comparison to a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's called a reshus. And therefore we make al mikra megillah, koshali ner chanak. Ner chanak, we say, shekin shalom tzol zivanu, lehadli. So if every drabonon is a reshus, and therefore gets an al, why is there chanak with a lamed? So the Ravid offers two answers to this question. It's one of those rare moments in which the Ravid actually tries to answer his own question on the Rambam. The first answer is very ambiguous. For Ulai, he says, Mitnesha ein lo kitzva. It's a limitless mitzvah, Ner Chanukah. Shamahadrin mosifin, v'chein mahadrin, mina mahadrin, yoser. There's so many levels of this mitzvah, therefore you have to recite a bracha with a lamed. I fail to understand this. But what I'm really interested for our purposes tonight is the second answer of the Ravid. I want to call your attention to the Inami. Says the Ravid Mitnesha Zu HaBracha. This Bracha Ner Chanukah, Hukba'a, what does Hukba'a mean? It was established Al HaNeiros Shebemigdash Shehen Shel Torah Lefichach Asu'u Kishel Torah. This is wild. The Ravid says that there was a bracha in ancient times when the mizrach stood for lahadlik ner. Not ner shel Chanukah, but ner shel Migdash. What was the nusach of that bracha? Was it with a lamed like any mitzvah shel Torah? Or was it with an al like a mitzvah derabana? Like al mikra megillah? And what's the obvious answer? It was with a lid because it was a mitzvah d'oraisa at the time of the Migdash. Says the Ravid, you know what? They didn't want to introduce a new nusach. They didn't want to change all the books. You know, it was cost too much money. They were too lazy. So they kept the old nusach HaBracha. Even though Ner today is the Rabbanon, we're going to maintain the old nusach. Namely, with a lamed. As if it were a mitzvah d'oraisa, hocus pocus. What's he talking about? This Ravid could only be understood in the light of the Rambam. That the mitzvah of Baloschas HaNeros is an eternal mitzvah that applies even after Churban, albeit in a different form, in a different shape, in a different expression, through the Ner Chanukah. Therefore, Asu'u Asher Keshel Torah, says the Rav, they made this mitzvah like a mitzvah d'oraisa. The bracha that it gets is a bracha with a lamed. Don't ask me for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is pure d'rabbanan. It's getting reshus. In a mitzvah reshus, we get a la'al and not a lamed. But lahadlik ner Chanukah because it's kishal Torah, not because they were stingy and didn't want to rewrite the books, they didn't want to call back to the printer, but because it's a mitzvah of zechel mikdash. For those who have to go, again, I want you to feel free. I want to just add one last piece, you know, and then we'll let you all go. If you take a look again on page one, the Rambam says in Hilchas Megillah. And Hilchas Chanukah, you know, the first two chapters of Megillah for Purim, and then he goes on to Hilchas Chanukah in Perek Gimel. The first two halachas in this chapter are dedicated to the history, the whole historical background of the miracle of Purim. Rambam goes into great, great details, unusually lengthy. I don't know why the Rambam has to feel compelled to give us a history lesson. But then when he gets to Halacha Gimel, Mipnei Zeh, because of this great miracle, Hiskinu Chachomim Sheva Oso Hadar. Now let's watch the language of the Rambam very carefully, as we always do. He's talking about the Chachomim and their Takana, but which Chachomim? The Chachomim of that generation, meaning of the miracle. Apparently he's implying that something took place a little bit later as well. And let's see the nature and the definition, the scope of that Takana. Says the Rambam, Sheyu Shmonas Hayomim Ha'elu, that these 8 days, beginning with the 25th of Kislev, should be what kind of days? Watch this. Maybe you want to underline this. Number one, you make simcha. Number one is simcha. Number two, underline halel. And number three, umad likim behem haneros. What does that sound like? Knock, knock, anybody home? What does that sound like? No. Umad Likim Behem Neros. Again, so far the Rambam is telling us that these 8 days are days of Simcha. the days of Hallel? Well, what element is missing? Lighting the candles, right? The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Good. Madlika ben aneros ba'erev al pischei abatim b'chol laila v'laila mishmonas halelos laharos u'lgalos hanes. Then the Rambam says, Yomeilu nikroim Chanukah v'masurim v'hesped v'tainis k'mei apurim. I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about in this Rambam. But then, look at this. Boker Tov, the Rambam forgot to tell us something. He woke up from a reverie. V'adlokas haneros b'hen mitzvah v'divrei sofrim. And there is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, that means there are banan, to light the candles. What? He just told me that. You just finished telling me that the chachamim of that generation established the days of Chanukah as days of Simcha, Hallel, and Adlokas Neros. Why do you feel compelled to repeat yourself? That's very atypical and antithetical to the Rambam. And tell me again, Adlokas Baneros Ben Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. So I saw some of the Perushim want to say that the Rambam just wants to tell you that it's Midivrei Sofrim. I don't get it. It's a very strange language. The Rambam should have said, Simcha is Midivrei Sofrim, Hallel is Midivrei Sofrim. Not only that, I'm bothered by something else. The Rambam not only repeats himself, but he switches his language. Sometimes he asks a second kasha, it answers the first kasha. Two questions sometimes are better than one. You know, they take you closer to your goal to get an answer. In the first round, he says, Umadlikin Bahem Haneros, which literally translates, and they, I guess they means the Jewish people, I guess, and they light the candles every evening on the outside of the house. In the second round, he calls it Hadlokas Haneros. Lahadlik Ner. He doesn't just tell you, he doesn't describe that they in fact light the candles. The first time around, it sounds like he's talking about, I don't know what to call it, a custom or a description of some sociological phenomenon. Maybe the Jewish people spontaneously started lighting candles. But he hasn't yet told us that Hadlokas Haneros is a chova until he gets to the end. That there was a mitzvah divrei sofrim that was established for Adlokas Haneros. So my Rebbe said in the name of the Sukkah Shavuot, the Avnei Nezer, I looked high and low for the Sukkah Shavuot, I can't find it. So I can just tell you what I heard from my Rebbe. He said, Rav Soloveitchik, that what the Rama means to tell me is that there were two different takanos, or two different dimensions to the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. The first, which was established at the time of the Nes, was Laharos Ulegalos HaNes. The method by which they achieved the goal of publicizing the miracle and revealing it publicly was by lighting candles. It was not yet a separate takon of Adlokas Neros. There was no such mitzvah. Insofar as they established the day as a day of Hallel, that Hallel is fulfilled in two different ways. Number one, bepeh, meaning by reciting Hallel as we know it, and number two, through an action b'maisa, namely through Adlokas Neros. But again, Adlokas Neros at this stage, historically, emerges only as a means to an end, as part of a larger constellation, namely, Laharos Ulegalos HaNes, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hallel. There's no independent mitzvah of Ner, of Hadlokas HaNer. Later on, at some point later in history, not the original Chachmei Ador, who experienced the miracle and saw it personal, but some later generation established Midivrei Sofer, an independent mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeros. And the question is, who were these chachamim? When did they come into the arena? When did they step up to the plate and decide enough? Enough had madlikim behem haneros al pischei abatim. Enough had lokas haneros as another means or an expression of laharos ulegalos hanes. We've got to establish had lokas haneros as a separate independent mitzvah. Which chachamim? When? And why? Does anybody know how long the Migdash stood after the miracle of Chanukah until it was destroyed? 200 years. For two centuries, the Migdash stood, and there was a celebration of Chanukah. which overlapped with this, the existence of the Mikdash. What was the nature of that Ner Chanukah? It was Laharos Ulegalos Hanes. It was Seichel Hanes. What happened when the Churban took place? Chacham established a separate mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros. They took the old mitzvah and now embellished it, upgraded it. Hilbishu al mitzvah kodemet. They used it now as a vehicle of Zecher l'migdash with the destruction of the temple. And why did they do that? Because Tzion Doresh Ein La Michlal Deboi Drisha. And I want to conclude the shiur by saying that in Mitzvah Shem, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be lighting the Chanukah candles. It's not enough to have in mind that I'm lighting these candles as an act of hodoya, of thanksgiving, to remember the miracle that took place then. I have to go a step beyond that. I have to have in mind that I'm lighting the candle, Seichel L'Migdash, to fulfill the dictum of Michlal Deboi Drisha. And Emir Tzashem from Bizocha to both Zechel and Nes and Zechel and Migdash and Vidorish Tzion, then we'll see miracles in our time. By Yamim Ahem Bizman Azeh, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMigdash, Mamish, Baloscha Saneros, Mamish, Bimherev Yameinu. Amen.